Alfred Wallace was born on the 18th of August 1855 and died 29th of August 1942. He was a Cornish fisherman and artist. Wallace's parents, Charles and Jane Wallace, were from Penzance and moved to Devonport in Devon to find work in 1850, where Alfred and his brother Charles were born. Now, shortly after this, the children's mother died, and this prompted the family to move back to Penzance. On leaving school, Alfred became an apprentice basket maker before becoming a mariner in the merchant service in the early 1870s. This work involved sailing schooners across the North Atlantic between Penzance and Newfoundland. Alfred married Susan Ward at St. Mary's Church in Penzance in 1876 when he was 20 and his wife was 41, and became stepfather to her five children. He continued his life as a deep sea fisherman on the Newfoundland run in the early days of his marriage, allowing him to earn a good wage until the death of his two infant children, when Alfred switched to local fishing and labouring in Penzance. The family moved to St. Ives in 1890, where he established himself as a marine stores dealer, buying scrap iron, sails, ropes and other items. In 1912, his business, Wallace Alfred Marine Stores Dealer, closed for business, and Alfred kept himself busy with odd jobs and worked for a local antiques dealer, Mr. Armour. Following his wife's bitter death in 1922, Wallace took up painting, as he later told Jim Eady, for company. His paintings are an excellent example of naive art. Perspective is ignored, and an object's scale is often based on its relative importance in the scene. This gives many of his paintings a map-like quality. Wallace painted his seascapes from memory, in large part because the world of sail he knew was being replaced by steamships. As he himself put it, his subjects were what used to be, out of my memory, what we may never see again. Having little money, Wallace improvised with materials, mostly painted on cardboard ripped from packing boxes using a limited palette of paint bought from ship's chandlers. In many ways, Wallace's timing was excellent. In 1928, a few years after he had started painting, Ben Nicholson and Kit Wood came to St. Ives and established an artist colony. They were delighted to find Wallace and celebrated his direct approach to image-making. Nicholson commented later, "To Wallace, his paintings were never paintings but actual events." Wallace was propelled into a circle of some of the most progressive artists working in Britain in the 1930s. The influence, however, was all one way. Wallace continued to paint as he always had. Nicholson later said of Wallace's art, "something that has grown out of the Cornish seas and earth, and which will endure." Through Nicholson and Wood, Wallace was introduced to Jim Eady, who promoted his work in London. Despite this attention, Wallace sold few of his paintings and continued to live in poverty until he died in the Madron Workhouse in Penzance. He is buried in Barnoon Cemetery, overlooking St. Ives Porthmere Beach and the Tate St. Ives Gallery. An elaborate gravestone depicting a tiny mariner at the foot of a huge lighthouse, a popular motif in Wallace's paintings, was made from tiles by the potter Bernard Leach and now covers Wallace's tomb. Examples of Wallace's paintings can be seen at Kettle's Yard, Jim Eady's home, as well as here in the Tate St. Ives.